This is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show. Because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show. Mikey Show. Yeah. Hey, guys. This is your host, Mikey. I know I usually give the introduction, but this is something that I do like to do separate from the Mikey Show. Instead of giving you news and about politics and what I think, this is my Movie Monday. Remember I said I was going to try to do this every Monday, talk about movies in general and all. So this is this week's segment of Movie Monday. Okay, let me talk about this one movie that I came across. I have to say, it's pretty damn good, and it's, like, by far, like, one of the best performances by 50 Cent that I've seen. But, the movie's called Den of Thieves. It has Gerard Butler and Curtis Jackson, which is 50 Cent, and a bunch of small other people. But those are the two head high rollers in that movie. Den of Thieves. The premise of the movie is about... O'Shea Jackson's also in it. I'm sorry. Three. And if you guys don't know who that is Ice Cube's son. You've seen him made his film debut in the Straight Outta Compton movie, which he portrayed his own father. He did a hell of a job portraying doing that, too. But they couldn't cast a better person. You know what would have been more better for that movie, the Straight Outta Compton, if they got all of their sons to portray them when they're younger. Because I'm not gonna lie. I seen a picture of Dr. Dre's son, and I kid you not, man. That guy, it's like looking into a mirror. It's like his son looks exactly like him. But then again, you know, O'Shea also looks like his dad, too. But, all right, so the movie Den of Thieves is, it's a crime movie. It's a crime thriller movie. It's about, Gerard Butler. He's playing a cop bank robbers. So he's trying to get bank robbers, mainly the whole movie, trying to get them in the act, and just was unsuccessful in every turn. Then later on in the movie, I'm not gonna try to spill it that much if you haven't seen it, but it's a crime movie. I love the ending of it though, and after the ending, it sounds like and looks like it's going to be a second one. But you would never guess of who is the mastermind in that movie. You think it's one person, then it's not. Then you think it's another person. That it's fascinating what kind of twist they did. But yeah, that movie is really good. And if you haven't seen it, you know, check it out. I guarantee you would not be. If you like those kind of movies, then you would definitely check it out. That's if you like it. But if you know, that's my recommendation. But you know, you are your own person to do whatever the hell you want to. The next movie that I probably have to say to talk about in general is I've been reading all these spoilers on spoiler alert, just to let you know. Been reading all these spoilers about the Avengers Infinity War. First, people believe that Thor's brother Loki's not dead. They think that before Thanos is, if you haven't seen it, just stop right now, stop listening right now. If you have, that's what I said, let's talk movies. So, Thanos, one theory is that Loki's not on there. Loki was portraying it to be the Hulk. Him and, was it the Valkyrie? You've seen her in Thor Ragnarok. And, she was, like, the last guy who went against Thor's... She was the last one standing, the last one of her kind, fighting with Thor against Ella, Thor's sister. You never actually see her die in Infinity War. Many people believe that Bruce Banner and this, Valkyrie, they believe that they went on an escape pod and escaped the ship before Thanos came, because, and I know people are like, no, that's impossible. No, I didn't think, but it'll be disappointing, but, if this was true, but they said that, like, you know, it was Loki portraying to be the Hulk when he was fighting against Thanos. And when, that's why in the whole movie in Infinity War, that Bruce Banner couldn't phase into the Hulk, because that was Loki the whole entire time. Which, wouldn't that be kind of a nice twist? I know a lot of people I ain't gonna lie, I think Loki played one of the best villains in the MCU. Besides, it's not in the same, in Marvel MCU, let me rephrase that. I think Loki, he took that role head on. Tom Hiddleston, he took that role head on, and like, he made Loki what he is. Loki was one of my favorite characters in all the movies. Besides the first Avengers, they kind of made him look like a little bitch. But you know that, you know. But like, you know, Thor 2, the Dark World, you kind of see that mischief side. And Thor Ragnarok, he was just a badass. Then Infinity War, they kill him off. But you know, according to what people say, most of them are going to come back. I don't know if you've seen the videos or heard the other theories, is that like that this is going to be I hope they don't do it, because it will kind of suck. That it's going to be Avengers 4 is going to be like more of a, like, not rewinding, but it's going to be like time traveling. Which, it's kind of like, you know, is it possible in the MCU? Hell, anything is possible in the MCU. You think about it. People think that, Shuri, was it Shuri? I don't know. The freaking Black Panther's sister. I think it's Shuri or something like that. People heard, and they seen pictures of her talking to Tony Stark on set. People said they have proof of that, which that would be, a lot of people are like, how is that possible? Tony Stark is on Titan. Well, yeah, that's true. He was on Titan, and who helped him probably get back on Earth was Gamora's sister. I forget her freaking name, but you know, maybe she helped him get back on Earth. It's possible. And according to what I've read, a lot of people believe that Bruce Banner is going to have a huge part in Avengers 4, which I sure hope so. I sure hope they bring back the green guy, but you may never know. But, you know, if they even took the same route, because all these pictures that, you know, a lot of pictures can be misleading nowadays. They had, like, a device on their wrist, and this was supposed to be They're supposed to go back in the time from their first victory, which was in Infinity War. And they, you know, Captain America had his old suit on, and Ant-Man was in the picture too, which a lot of people ask, where the hell was Ant-Man this whole entire time of Infinity War? Which, hell, I even asked that same question. I'm like, where the hell is Ant-Man? You know, but apparently, and Ant-Man and the Wasp, he was in the quantum zone, and that's why he, when Thanos snapped his fingers, all of this was going down at the same time too. So when Thanos snapped, Ant-Man was in the quantum in the quantum zone, so it didn't phase him because he was smaller than particles, and so maybe and apparently one theory that I've came across is that everyone from the Avengers is in this quantum zone, and Ant-Man's gonna bring them. That's how Ant-Man's gonna bring them all back. Ant-Man and Bruce Banner is supposed to be like, has a big role in this in this untitled Avengers movie, which a lot of people are betting that it's going to be the Avengers: The Endgame, which they kind of spoiled it. If that was the case, they kind of spoiled that when Doctor Strange said, it looks like we're at the end game now on Titan, after he gave the Time Stone to Thanos after the fight they had on Titan. And so I hope it's not the title, but according to the director, there's no comic book. They're kind of freelancing with this, what they're going to do. There's no comic book whatsoever on of what's going to happen next after Thanos snaps his fingers. So there's nothing at all. No comic book, so they can't have like a story background, because all the movies kind of had a comic book that they were referring to as back as references. But this Infinity untitled project, it's kind of gonna be something new. So this is gonna be 100% original work. This is coming straight out of the Russo brothers. But then again, you know, I'm excited. I sure hope it doesn't do go south. But you know what, though, I wonder what Captain Marvel could do. I know from what I've heard that she's gonna be the strongest like thing ever in the galaxy. She's stronger than Thanos. So, but I wonder what role she has in this, like, in this movie. She has a standalone movie which comes out next month. Not next month. Next year. I'm so sorry. She comes out next year, March, and 2019. And you better believe, as she's the first Oscar award winner playing a superhero, is that's a huge and a big deal for her. And she joined in a perfect time too, because they're about to start phase 4 and they're about to go more deeper into future projects. So she entered the MCU just on time. But speaking of upcoming projects, everyone loves the Guardians of the Galaxy, right? If you're not, then you know what? Would you get hit in the head or something? Who doesn't, like, you know, hearing their puns and their punchlines on one another is freaking hilarious. It's like watching a superhero version of Jerry Springer. I swear, it's pretty funny. But like, according, Galaxies of the Guard, Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm so sorry. Guardians of the Galaxy is Volume 3 is like, it's on hold. It's suspended because a lot of the most of the actors said they won't play in the movie without the key director, the director who started it all, James Gunn. They said that since he got fired from the project for saying something he said on Twitter, Disney gave him the axe. They cut him off and they fired him. But a lot of the actors said they would not. What kind of? It can't be a Guardians of the Galaxy movie without the guy who started it. So a lot of the actors are going on hiatus until, you know, they get what they want. You know, just one more film and then Disney gets their whole trilogy, then everyone goes about their own way. But we'll see what Disney does, because I know for a fact Disney's gonna want to finish that series. It's, you know, sometimes, you know, I know for a fact a Titan like that is going to finish it. I'm still kind of questioning if they're gonna make Deadpool 3, but then again, you know, with this whole buyout from, because 20th Century Fox, they owned the rights of that side of the Marvel universe, was Deadpool. Deadpool, you know, not, yeah, Fox. I said Fox, right? So they owned Deadpool and like X-Men, etc., etc. And so Deadpool is really, really, really good, and it's rated R for a reason. And like honestly, Disney, I don't think Disney will keep going on with the Deadpool series because of how dirty and like every other words, like, you know, a curse word at Deadpool. But those movies are by itself is funny as hell. That's why, you know, you see Ryan Reynolds always saying jabs about Disney because of what's going on. So all that being said, can you see yourself watching Deadpool rated PG-13 and like them? I don't know. That'll be really hard for me to watch Deadpool PG-13 because that movie. But then again, you know, they make the Avengers. They get away with curse words all the time. You know how many times they say shit in Avengers? And you know, people still take their kids, their little kids, to go see these movies. And you know, you got Tony Stark saying bullshit and shit in general and all. And the only, you know, I'm just waiting for, and like there's a couple of times where like they wanted to drop that F-bomb. There was a couple of times, there's no kidding about that, and it was about to happen in one scene. And nope, they made sure they caught that right away. But then again, that's the way how script, it was probably scripted out. But that was actually my movie Monday. If I spoiled a lot of things on upcoming movies such as the Avengers, I'm sorry. If you haven't seen it, then I tried to warn you before that I was going to go into details. And that's not all the things I wanted to talk about, actually. I'm probably going to talk about more, something more and different next week, Monday. Movie Monday! And Movie Magnus. And yeah, so until next week, Monday, about movies, please. Yeah. And like, I could talk to you for hours about movies because I'm a huge movie person. I love movies. I'll sit out. But like, if you want to be my co-host for this segment, talk about movies and please just message me. I don't bite. You know, wrong kind of movie. You know, you see that crap in other movies, right? But no, I don't bite. You know, if you want, you know, be a co-host of a segment like this, such as, you know, please just message me and we'll set something up for Movie Monday. If you want to talk movies, and we'll get our feedback. We'll collaborate. I'm always open to collaborate and find co-hosts for certain segments. But if you are a movie person, just like me, please not call me, but message me. We'll figure it out. But yeah, until next week, this is Movie Monday. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.